In Florissant, Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40 plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Your favorite celebs are challenging you to change the world.
I challenge you to shave your head to fundraise for cancer research.
I challenge you to eat a hot pepper to raise awareness for global warming.
Whatever your cause, take a challenge and get it noticed. Download the We 365 app for free and change the world one challenge at a time. Each download helps give goats to provide income to families in developing countries.
Get We 365. Change the world every day.
Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan here with me in the studio. Normally at this time every week, Colin Jeffrey would join us, but he apparently is off in Davos, Switzerland with the world's richest people, finding out how much Frank is worth.
Really?
No, wow. No, actually, Frank is on assignment, and Colin is quite sick, right?
He's missed like three days on the air.
Got the flu.
Since Tuesday. Yeah. Flu bug.
Bad, bad, bad. This portion of the show is still brought to you by Auric. The Auric Home Center is all over the St. Louis area, all great places to pick up vacuum cleaners and so much more. O-R-E-C-K spells Auric. So when Colin's here, we talk about movies. I haven't seen any of the movies that are coming out this weekend. January is kind of legendary in the movie business for being the month where no good movie opens, with the exception of those movies that really opened in select cities in December so that they would qualify for the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
But they don't open here until January, like Selma and American Sniper both opened in January. But we're past that. That was the first 2 weeks of January. Now we're into the dreck of January, and it's going to continue this way into February. I've looked at the movies that are coming out soon. Just to give you an idea, this weekend, one of the movies that's coming out is called Mordecai, which stars Johnny Depp as a guy who is recovering a stolen item that leads to some lost
piece of art,
Nazi gold. Yeah, right. A stolen painting.
Sounds great.
The trailer for today.
There are some angry Russians and the British Secret Service and an international terrorist and all that. Yeah, it's Johnny Depp with a bad mustache, Gwyneth Paltrow.
With a bad mustache.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn, yes. Ewan McGregor, who you would have thought that Star Wars thing would have really kicked his career into high gear.
Yeah. Not so much.
Name a good movie Ewan McGregor's done? No. I looked on Rotten Tomatoes because I think Colin actually went to see Mordecai, but he's not here to review it. So I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, 15%.
Oh, ouch.
That's bad.
That little green splatter.
You essentially get 10% for projecting your film onto a wall. So 15%, not good. But not the worst-reviewed movie of the week, because J-Lo has a new movie out called The Boy Next Door, which got 13%.
Oh, ouch.
You know, it's interesting, because J-Lo was actually in a Steven Soderbergh movie He wrote and directed called Out of Sight about 15, 20 years ago. George Clooney was the star of it. Ving Rhames, I think, was in it. It's a really, really good movie. And she was very, very good in it. Based on an Elmore Leonard novel. And the two of them had real chemistry on screen. And I thought, oh, who is this? I didn't know. Jennifer Lopez was kind of unknown at the time. She maybe had, you know, Jenny from the Block was just starting. And here she was in a movie. And I, oh, I'm going to have to remember this because she was really, really good in that movie. Boom, that was it. After that, and I've read stories about how she was just an absolute biatch to be around.
Is the Boy Next Door a story about, I'm just guessing, she's older and the guy, the boy is a boy and they're having an affair?
Okay.
Sure.
Let's say that's what it is.
All right.
All right. Sounds like it would be a fantasy
thing. I think it's a thriller.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, I'll accept any explanation because I'm not going to go see it.
Here. Yeah.
Nobody.
Okay.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go see the movie.
What is it?
It's called The Boy Next Door. A thriller.
Oh, it's a thriller.
So those are the two movies that are opening up this
weekend. Well, that's not even the lowest one on Rotten Tomatoes this week.
Oh, what is it?
There's an animated movie called Strange Magic.
Oh, yeah.
With let's see, is there anybody? Oh, Alan Cumming.
Evan Rachel Wood, Kristen Chenoweth, Maya Rudolph. I'm
10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. So the stories about January are true. You would think that eventually somebody would come around and say, you know what, we've got a really good movie, and January is a dead time for new movies.
Get all that money.
Why don't we open up that weekend?
Yeah, people don't stop going to see movies, I don't think.
No, but you know what they're going to go see this weekend instead? American Sniper. Which made $89 million in its first week out. And, you know, let's talk about this for just a second because, you know, there's this whole thing online with some celebrities coming out and giving their opinions about American Sniper. And Seth Rogen has had to backtrack on something that he said. And then Michael Moore said something kind of stupid. And then Dean Cain, here's his career. He was Superman on TV and then... Yeah, I think he did something with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, that's it.
He was on an episode of Shark Tank the other night.
Was he doing what?
Just one, you know, somebody, a friend of whoever is this invention it was.
Wait a minute. So somebody goes on Shark Tank to get money from Mark Cuban and the rest of the people there, and Dean Cain walks them through the giant doors, and they, oh, Dean Cain.
Well, yeah, he brought in Dean Cain and this MMA guy later. This was his two ringers that he was bringing in.
If you already know famous rich people... Why don't you get them to invest?
That would be my first
question.
I haven't done a movie in a while, man. I'd love to. Why don't I get you on the Shark Tank?
You know, maybe I should go on Shark Tank and get some money for Dean Cain. Maybe we could do a Kickstarter for Dean Cain. Anyway, after... Hit it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Damn. It's two today. I had none last week when you were away, as far as you know. Dean Cain is upset about what Michael Moore said about American Sniper and threatened to punch him out or worse. Now, here's the interesting thing. Didn't we just have a whole free speech thing about how Hollywood was standing up for the rights of people to say whatever they wanted?
Yep.
You know, with the interview first, and then after the Charlie Hebdo thing, free speech is the most important thing. Hey, shut up! Your opinion doesn't matter. You shut up. I'm talking about free speech over here. That's essentially what Dean Cain is doing. You expressed an opinion about something, and I disagree with you, so you deserve to be hit. Which I'm sure is exactly what the people who killed Charlie Hebdo did to the 10th degree. But it's on the same scale. So, just... The hypocrisy is hysterical to me. One other thing I got to get into about American Sniper, which I liked and I praised and I gave an 8 out of 10 on this show. I just had a couple of problems with what I later learned they left out of the movie, but it does not affect the movie. And I think Eastwood did a really good job. And Bradley Cooper was terrific. And Sienna Miller, who played his wife, also terrific. By the way, the movie I'm in with her is opening this weekend at Sundance.
Wow.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
And when I say I'm in it, she is the co-star. I'm in it for maybe 7 seconds. I've not seen the movie yet. Didn't want to fly out to Utah to go see myself in a movie as an extra with no lines. paid $110. Okay.
Just like me with...
Do I sound bitter?
How much just did, like me with Up in the Air. Yeah,
how much did you get paid for Up in the Air as an extra?
I think about $110.
$110.
No back-end points?
No. They didn't even validate my parking. Are you kidding? Back-end points. But this is what I wanted to say about American Sniper. The movie is about Chris Kyle, the deadliest American sniper in history. And like I said, it's very well done. And people are talking about him as, you know, one of the greatest war heroes ever. And I have no problem with that. But there's another movie that came out a couple of months ago, which is also nominated for Best Picture. It's called The Imitation Game. And it stars my wife's future ex-husband, Benedict Cumberbatch, who is very, very good in the movie, as he has been in pretty much everything I've seen him in. It's a role that could have been played by a very young Peter O'Toole. Benedict Cumberbatch kind of reminds me of that in this. And he plays Alan Turing, who was essentially the guy who invented the computer. In the mid-40s, 1943, I think, he invented a computer to figure out the Enigma code. You know what the Enigma code was?
No.
This is the code that the Germans were using in World War II that was so complex that American and French and British and other countries had their best scientists working on. They could not figure out how to decode this Enigma code that the Germans were using, and they were using it to tell each other about their troop movements or orders that were being passed. It was essential to the Nazi war plan, and the Allies, U.S., England, etc., were completely befuddled by that. We knew they were doing that, and we were working on it, but nobody could break the code. So they got Alan Turing to go to this place called Bletchley Park, where they had this intelligence operation set up. And they hired him because he was a brilliant code guy and a great puzzle solver and a great mathematician. And this is who Benedict Cumberbatch plays in the movie. And he goes to Bletchley Park, and they hire other people who he initially doesn't want to work with. He wants to work on it himself. And then he does kind of work with them. But he invents the first computer to decode what the Germans are doing there. And eventually they do it. They break the code. And every historian will tell you this was essential to our winning the war against Nazi Germany in World War II, that this shortened the war and helped us figure out where they were going to be, where the troop movements were, where they were going to attack, where they were going to retreat. All of that was because of Alan Turing and his people working there at Bletchley Park in England. Now, that's a war hero, isn't it? Not saying that Chris Kyle, the sniper, is not a war hero. And I know it's different because he's an American and Turing was a Brit. So he's probably better known in his own country. I didn't know anything about this Alan Turing story until I saw this movie. And I've been reading a little bit more about it in some of the stories that have been written about him since then. But this guy probably saved millions of lives. Kyle probably saved hundreds of lives. Again, I'm not putting down Chris Kyle or American Sniper at all. He was great at what he did. The movie's really good. But shouldn't we also all have known the name Alan Turing? How come we don't know that name?
Yeah, I would think so.
Why weren't we taught that name when we were in school as one of the greatest war heroes ever? Here's another part of the story that I didn't know until I saw this movie. He's gay. Or he was gay. He's not alive anymore. Alan Turing was gay. Well, in the 30s and 40s in England, that was against the law. And there were 60,000 Englishmen who were given a choice when they were arrested for being gay. You either are going to go to jail, or you can have this chemical castration process in which we essentially pump you up with hormones, etc., to try to convert you away from being gay. And he chose the latter. He didn't want to go to jail. He was living a kind of closeted life, and he chose that. And so, again, here you have one of the greatest war heroes in world history, a brilliant man who, because of his sexual desires, was chemically castrated, ended up, by the way, dying when he wasn't even 50 years old because of that. And here's another part of this. Chris Kyle told his story in a book. He was able to talk about what he did at war, how many people he killed, what it was like. That's what American Sniper is based on. Chris Kyle, also not alive anymore, because he was killed by a veteran who he was trying to help get over some PTSD. He used to take other veterans who had come back from the war and were having trouble dealing with it. Once Kyle had overcome his own post-traumatic stress disorder, he would take other veterans to a shooting range and work with them and talk to them and try to help them get over the difficulties of returning to the civilized world after having been at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he was actually killed by one of those veterans. The trial for that, by the way, is going on, I think, next month.
Wow.
Because it just happened a couple of years ago in 2013. So here you have Chris Kyle, who was able to tell his whole story. And at the time that he was alive, people knew what his story was. And when he died, it was one of the largest funerals they've ever had in Texas. It was held at the Cowboys Stadium. Tens of thousands of people showed up. Okay, back to the other side of the ledger. Alan Turing, we've all agreed, war hero, saved millions of lives. He could never tell anybody, not just about being gay, but he was sworn to secrecy about everything that he did at Bletchley Park. So he could never have achieved that level of fame, which is probably part of the reason why we don't know his story. There's no book by Alan Turing, Here's What I Did During World War II, because it had to be kept secret and was kept secret for decades until finally being released. So I'm just pointing this out as two different stories that are coming out. People don't look at The Imitation Game as the story of a war hero, but you should, because it's very well told, very well acted. Keira Knightley is in it with Benedict Cumberbatch. They're both very good in the movie. I don't think it's the best directed movie of the year, but it's certainly worth being nominated for best movie of the year. And also just one hell of a story of one guy who, again, whose name we didn't know.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that. Now, here's the last part about this. I mentioned that the place they worked in England, where they had all these people in the intelligence sector working, was called Bletchley Park. My wife found something on Netflix that was very interesting. There's a British TV series from a couple of years ago called Bletchley Circle. And we had just seen The Imitation Game, and she saw this. Oh, Bletchley. How often are you going to see that word, Bletchley? What happened to your son? Oh, he's got a bad case of Bletchley. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So we watched it. This is a very good TV series. It was never on American TV. I'm surprised it hasn't been adapted for American TV the way so many other British TV shows have. Maybe it's because it's a little bit too British. But here's what it's about. At Bletchley Park, where this intelligence sector worked, where Alan Turing invented his computer that broke the Enigma code, etc., there were also a lot of other people, including a lot of women who worked there, not necessarily closely with Turing. One of them did, who was played by Keira Knightley in the movie, but all these other women worked there. And the movie the TV show starts off showing them what they're doing, trying to help. After the computers would break the code, they would decode messages and get all that stuff. And the people who were hired for that were also people who were good problem solvers and puzzle solvers, the kind of people who could do crossword puzzles in ink and figure that stuff out. So it starts out there, and then it advances 10 years into the 50s. And you follow a couple of these women who used to work there, and one of them sees a story in the newspaper about a serial killer who has been working around London, killing people in London over the course of a couple of months. She sees another story. And she, because she has such a brain for this sort of stuff, she says, well, wait a second. This piece fits with that piece, which fits with that piece. And she looks at it as a puzzle. She starts putting it together, and she says, oh, I need some help on this. So she goes and she finds some of the women who she'd worked with 10 years ago. But they're all sworn to this secrecy oath that they can't tell anybody. She can't even tell her husband that she worked at Bletchley Park. So when she goes to find these other people, they see her and they're like, I can't talk to you. We can't talk about that. She finally convinces them, look, you can tell me I was there. We can talk to each other. We just can't talk to other people. We'll still keep that a secret, but I need your help solving this crime. And so these four women who were all part of this problem-solving, puzzle-solving thing at Bletchley Park, they get together and create what they call Bletchley Circle, the four of them, and they go out and they solve this serial killer crime.
Wow.
And that was the first season. I think it was three or four episodes. And then the next year, they came back and had them solving a couple of more crimes like that in like two or three, maybe four episodes. Very short. I don't know why somebody hasn't picked this up for an American TV series, because it's really, really good. And they're not like they were old women. It wasn't like Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote with Angela Lansbury going around with her gray hair solving crimes. Right. These were basically middle-aged women who were in their own small way part of the war effort, maybe not such a small way. And here they were who using those same skills now to solve crimes. That's a TV series, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, somebody in England decided it was. I'm surprised nobody in the U.S. has. I would suggest if you have Netflix streaming, check this thing out. It's called Bletchley Circle. Pretty good, particularly if you've seen the movie The Imitation Game. Now, I'm going to take a break, and then, Dan, we'll come back and we'll take some phone calls.
All right.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right. Apparently, we have some big problems out there on Highway 44 around Big Bend. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
It's between Big Bend and Lindbergh on westbound 44. The good news is they only have two right lanes blocked now. They had four, but traffic is jammed solid between Jamison and Arsenal. And it looks like, it's a pretty solid jam there. Also on westbound 40, things are stacked up due to an earlier accident on the outer road. It's slow from Highway 270 all the way out to Boone's Crossing. And then you're slow again just a little bit west of Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville. Eastbound 270 stacking up from McDonald through 170. Downtown eastbound 40 is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You also have heavy traffic on westbound 40 from Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil, quinoa, or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like hanging out at the sports bar
without all of the wannabes.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights at 6:30
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
The following free offer is available only to people with serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. Free supplies of a new instant eyelift serum called Beauty Glue are now being given away to everyone who calls this toll-free number. 1-800-400-5265. Be one of the first 100 callers, and they'll send you two free supplies. But supplies are limited, so please call for a free supply only if you have serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. Strict limit of two per household. This new Instant Eye De-Wrinkler gives you all the visible benefits of an eye lift, instantly diminishing the appearance of under-eye bags, lifting sagging eyelids, and visibly erasing wrinkles for an instantly smooth, natural look. We'll even send you a free mirror so you can watch at work. But this free supply giveaway is only for people with serious under-eye bags or sagging eyelids. If that's you, be one of the first 100 callers right now. Hurry, call 1-800-400-5265. That's 1-800-400-5265. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-400-5265.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD. Or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
One time it went chicka 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 chicka.
At Ernie Petty Collision.
But most of the time it goes chicka 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 chicka.
People say the strangest things.
Except when it goes click 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 click.
When they're trying to describe the noises their cars make.
Then there was the zzzz.
But when you've serviced as many cars as Ernie Petty Collision has, you get pretty good at translating.
Wumpa 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 wumpa.
Into English. Of course, it helps having the latest diagnostic equipment because some imports have a strong accent. See what I mean?
It's a French car.
No matter what your vehicle sounds like, the ASC certified technicians at Ernie Petty Collision will diagnose the problem, tell you what it'll take to fix it, and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at ErniePettyCollision.com.
NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Looking for a refinance or a new home loan? Go to a responsible lender. American Financing employs salary-based mortgage consultants who focus on their customers' financial goals. It only takes 10 minutes to pre-qualify, and you may close in as fast as 10 days. American Financing has no upfront fees and will customize a loan program to fit your financial needs. Call American Financing today at 866-877-2322 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Let me do some math here. We're going to have the Harris Challenge at 5:15. It's 4:40 now, so you have to carry the 7.
You got 3 hours.
Three hours.
Yeah.
Three. Thank you. What is 3 hours? Please, form of a question. How many times do I have to tell you? quarter after 5, you can play the Harris Challenge today, and then Knuckleheads in the News later, and Mike Evans as well. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Nathan, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, hey, gang. Long-time listener.
Long-time listener, short-time caller. Nathan waited on hold for 6 minutes.
Yeah, I'm in my car, so
that's
I'm okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to echo what you said about Bletchley Circle.
Yeah.
I stumbled across that recently, too, and like I said, I just started watching the second season on Netflix. Yeah, it's an excellent, great character development. If you remember, each of the women, even though they all have these wonderful analytical skills, they each have kind of their own thing, too. The youngest one, I can't remember her name, has eidetic memory. She does everything that she does. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Your phone keeps cutting out, Nathan, but you're right. The youngest one has a memory where she can look at something once and just remember it, like a photographic or eidetic memory, I think it's called. And the others all have various other
special skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you say you started watching the second series yet?
Oh, I'm two episodes into the second series.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. The ladies tend to get themselves in a bit of trouble, too, as you know, with a serial killer. But anyway... you got me. I also wanted to mention, I can't remember now if it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu. I watched recently, they also have a docu-drama about Turing on there. So, and it's excellent as well. And all of that is because of my interest. I haven't seen the new movie yet, but I definitely want to see it.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to echo what you said. It's excellent. Mainly because of all the hubbub about the movie and because I watched that documentary. And I'm reading a book called Enigma now, too, by Harris. And it's really interesting, too. So I just wanted to echo that. So any of the listeners, that's really a quality show. And I agree with you. I'm surprised, too, that some of the American folks have not picked up on
it. Yeah, maybe somebody has and it just hasn't come out yet. But I think it will. And Dan told me that during the commercial break, several people called and said they saw it when it was on Channel 9.
The documentary.
The Bletchley Circle, the series.
I didn't realize it came from, I guess it was BBC. So,
yeah.
It's a very high quality, and I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it.
And go see The Imitation Game. I think you'll like it, Nathan.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and continued good work. I enjoy your time on the air as well, and extend my congratulations to Eon about Archie. That's wonderful news as well.
Hold on, Nathan, just a second.
Extend that right over
here. Ian?
Oh, yes.
Nathan says congratulations on Archie.
Well, tell Nathan thank you very much.
Hey, Nathan, Ian says thanks.
Okay, you're awesome. Fantastic experience. Hopefully you're getting some sleep at night.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm not the one feeding, so yes, I get to sleep
excellent.
Through the night.
Awesome. Okay, well, you guys have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Nathan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know if you wanted me to reveal this, but Ian has actually come up with a very clever way of not having to worry about diapers. He decided to catch the flu. So,
yeah.
Is it the flu or just a bad cold?
Just a little head cold. Just enough of a head cold where
Angela says, get on the other side of the room. Don't come close to my son.
Don't touch the baby.
Do you guys have those masks?
No, I need to pick some of those up. My mom told me that last night. Yeah. I didn't even think about...
we get ours from MichaelJackson.com.
Yes.
They have some bling on them?
The lovely scent.
Yes.
You should have picked some up at that... store down. There was a supermarket in Mexico where we were.
Yeah.
Every one of the workers had those masks on. So
they did. It was this supermarket was incredible.
Well, I heard you talk about the supermarket, but why are they all wearing a mask?
Probably mostly appearances, but I guess just to.
Dealing with
precaution.
They don't want to catch gringo.
And they were dealing
with
food.
What'd you come down with? I got a bad case of gringovitis.
A lot of them were dealing with food, and they wore masks when they were dealing with the food directly.
Oh, that's good.
Cooking, like the sushi and everything, everybody had the masks on.
Yeah, the seafood worker had a sailor's hat on.
I got to be honest with you. Were you comfortable seeing that? Because that would freak me out a little. Like, if I went at the Deerbergs and they go to the deli counter, hi, I'd like to get a half pound of the smoked turkey breast, and she was wearing that mask.
And she went,
and feel a little bit that would make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Would you?
No, I
think it's great. You don't think any of those workers are coughing or anything when you're not looking?
I think they probably are, yeah.
So why not to have a little protection?
But we have to take a leap of faith at some point. I have to believe that all employees do wash their hands, but I'm sure they don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your waiters
and
waitresses?
Wouldn't you rather see a worker wearing gloves, just in case? Those plastic gloves?
Well, yeah, they do put the plastic gloves on. That's
even though the sign in the bathroom says all employees must wash their hands.
Yeah, you know they're not.
Yeah.
The heck with the employees. I know the customers aren't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys walk out of there. Hey, buddy, you forgot something.
Yeah, and those are the guys that walk out and they go, and they walk out. You don't even want to touch the door, a door handle.
A female friend of mine said, anytime I see a guy coming out of the bathroom checking his fly, I know he didn't wash his hands.
No.
Yep.
There was no time spent at the sink at all.
Just to go back to the mask for a second. Would you want all your waiters and waitresses to wear a mask when they're bringing your food?
It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me either. But
if they chose to take that precaution.
What, he wanted to wear a hazmat suit?
Well, sure, why not?
That'd be nice.
No, it would not be nice.
Here's a dinner, sir.
behind his biohazard suit.
What would that tell you about what's going on in the kitchen? Don't go back there, whatever you do. It's a hazmat zone. I know where you can get those masks. There's probably going to be a closeout sale at Sky Mall. Did you read this today? Sky Mall, the thing that's in the airplane seat back pocket, they applied for bankruptcy today.
Oh, I remember the last time I walked through Sky Mall, there were a bunch of stores shuttered. I knew it was they were on their last leg.
But everybody picks up that magazine whenever you're flying, or we used to before we had other stuff to do on the plane.
And they wanted you to take it with you. They always, they always said, no, take it with you.
Yeah, take it with you. Browse it to your heart's content at home.
Yes. I used to love looking through Sky Mall.
I wrote down some actual Sky Mall items last year when I was flying. These are actual things you could buy there. A keychain breathalyzer, because you should be afraid of your own drinking and driving.
Yes. Have that right next to your keys.
A lung exerciser.
Oh.
Because you don't want your lungs getting flabby. Who does?
No.
Who wants flabby lungs?
Or deflated.
By the way, I saw the flabby lungs at the pageant. Great, great show. They opened up for El Monstero. There was a clip on there that you wear around your neck to hold the napkin in front of your shirt so it does, to make sure it doesn't get dirty.
Yeah.
I remember the old days when you could tuck a napkin into your shirt. No more! No! Yeah. Now you need the chain with the clips at the end. And by the way, guys, I'm here to tell you, chicks dig that look.
And you know what? These are people that did not use Shark Tank to get their
Well, maybe they did. Maybe this is one of those things. After all, one of the women on Shark Tank is hooked up with QVC. Isn't that the TV equivalent of Sky Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, you get hooked up with QVC, good for you.
That's right.
One of the biggest products that I think all five investors invested in recently is a breathalyzer for your phone. So maybe not all that crazy.
You mean for your cell phone?
Yes. It plugs into your phone and can read, yes.
I'm surprised that didn't exist already, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Here are a couple other things on SkyMall. I'm looking on the SkyMall website right now. One-of-a-kind shirts for one-of-a-kind men. Great for a night on the town, frat parties, bachelor parties, stag parties, or any other time you want to stand out in a crowd. Now, here's the kicker. Because these shirts are a piece of art, the color and pattern won't be revealed until the package is opened. Send us $130. It's $129.99. Buy a one-of-a-kind shirt, but you won't know what it's going to look like until you open the package.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
I buy all my clothes.
Then the next item on here is, it's a head and neck massager that makes it look like you're in a bad science fiction movie for healthier stress relief. Yeah, you buy that right out of there. Vibration through your neck and back of your head make your day so much better. Suitable for any age. Oh, that's good. There's the mounted squirrel head for people who don't want to go out and shoot their own squirrel. Here, you can buy a mounted squirrel head for $24.95. For your dog, why not get your dog a leash made of hot dogs?
No wonder they're going bankrupt.
It's the description says, it's funny even if you don't have a wiener dog.
Oh,
if you do, then it's hilarious. See, they have a different definition of hilarious than the rest of the world does.
Yeah,
made of polyethylene. Oh, the kids love polyethylene. What else is on here?
Oh, it wasn't actual hot dogs.
Is that a
no? Just a couple of other things on here. Oh, here's one of my favorites: protein ketchup. I swear I'm not making this up. Finally, a ketchup that's good for you. Protein ketchup is the first protein-fortified condiment. 15 grams of protein, zero fat, 2 servings of tomatoes in each dipper-style 1-ounce cup.
Mm.
Because we have to get protein wherever we can, ladies and gentlemen. And then this one I actually think they probably did sell. It's a toilet that your pet can drink out of. That's a water cooler.
Hey.
You've seen water coolers in the office, or maybe you have one at home with a big 5-gallon water thing upside down on it. Imagine that in a small toilet, and the water, because it's not hooked up to the plumbing.
The bottle goes upside down into the toilet.
Your dog or your cat. Well, it goes into the tank.
The toilet tank.
Goes into the tank.
Oh,
your dog or your cat drinks out of that, and when the water gets low, comes down and refills
can
from there.
Can you put food coloring in there and dye the water blue?
I'm sure you can. Why, do you want it to look like that thing at the barber shop? The barbersol?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Barbasol. No, but every once in a while, the
that toilet
people put
tablet.
Those toilet tablets in.
Oh, yeah.
Turns the water blue.
$39.95. And again, they use this word, a hilarious conversation starter.
Sure.
Hilarious. Sure.
Well, didn't they always have items in there, too, that were like a $2 million price tag?
No. That's Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Neiman Marcus. They come out with their thing every Christmas. So there you go. SkyMall going out of business. Let me see if I can find one more good one on here. Oh, here it is. The Fish Hotel Fish Bowl. It's a structure that looks like your basic downtown urban hotel, and it's just plastic and glass on the sides, and it's got water in it and one fish. That'll be $35, please.
I wonder what that warehouse looks like, the SkyMall warehouse.
How about this? The iFetch ball launcher for dogs. You know, you put I before anything, and you can sell it in America.
Sure.
The iFetch ball launcher. I want to see the description of the iFetch ball launcher. Let's see what this is, because I wonder if the dog is launching the thing or if you're doing it with your phone. Let's see. Here's the description. It's playtime. Whether you're at work, at home, or on vacation, iFetch makes everyone happy by bringing a fun new twist to the familiar game of fetch. Let me just stop right there. I again remember an old time. Back in the old days, in the ancient days, where when you played fetch, you actually threw a stick for your dog.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, kids!
Your problems have been solved.
You kids living in Back to the Future 2 with your hoverboards.
Yeah, the bankruptcy lawyer comes in and says, all right, the first thing we have to do is liquidate all your assets. You try to sell. What do you think we've been trying to do?
Maybe we can print some sort of magazine and a website with this sort of thing.
I got 8,000 fish hotels. How do you want me to liquidate
it? Nobody wants them.
The description actually says, after a few prototypes and an incredibly successful Kickstarter campaign, the iFetch is now a global phenomenon, giving dogs around the world the opportunity to play fetch to their heart's content. Your fetch-loving dog will never be bored again. I'm guessing that the dog hits a button, and the button makes a ball spit out of there, and then... I don't know why it's I. I don't get the I. Doesn't that usually mean internet?
Yes. Yeah, that's just...
How much do you think it costs?
For the iFetch...
$79.95. Whoa.
And all of a sudden, you're part of a global phenomenon. It says it launches the balls 10 to 30 feet.
Wow.
We should get one for Tom Brady. He could... scuff them up the way he wants them to.
Well, if the ball's deflated, it'll only go 8 to 28.
All balls inflated to your desired air pressure. It says that right in the description. That's pretty good. It's 455 at the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And we've had some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in where they are.
All right, Dan. The good news is they've cleared the accident on westbound 44 before Lindbergh. All lanes are now open, but traffic is a solid jam. And it goes from Kings Highway out through Big Bend, and now we're slowing Mirage out through Highway 141. All that traffic's going to make it westbound. We do have another accident. It's on westbound 40, and it's just after Chesterfield Parkway West. It's between Chesterfield Parkway West and Boone's Crossing, blocking the right lane. Pretty solid now from Mason. On southbound 170, you're stacked up from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, you're heavy now from about McDonald through 170, but you're also slow from the Chain of Rocks Bridge through Route 3. And on westbound 70 or eastbound 44, however you want to look at it, you're slow from the Poplar Street Bridge out through the Museo Veterans Bridge, and then things open up after that. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more. From the St. Louis or from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Left side of the key to the free throw line, right wing Clark, a three for the lead, made it. Missouri leads it 44-43.
Tomorrow, the Razorbacks of Arkansas come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. at the tip-off is in 1 on the Big 550.
Bang, he buried it.
KTRS, we are our Mizzou. Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure
Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
It's like happy hour.
Woo-hoo! Without the hangover.
That's good.
Larry Connors, USA.
Weeknights at 9.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up!
St. Louis's Morning News.
With Kelly Jackson on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Listen every day.
The Big 550. KTRS. Depend on it.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
Your favorite celebs are challenging you to change the world.
I challenge you to shave your head to fundraise for cancer research.
I challenge you to eat a hot pepper to raise awareness for global warming.
Whatever your cause, take a challenge and get it noticed. Download the We 365 app for free and change the world one challenge at a time. Each download helps give goats to provide income to families in developing countries.
Get We 365. Change the world every day.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St.